Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
No, I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Feeling a little bluesy today. A little Texas blues bringing us back. This is ZZ Top. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Brand new video and new poll question. Lots of new stuff. Every day we put new stuff up on the homepage there. Things you can listen to, things you can read, new sites, new resources, new people, and all that's all there designed to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. Somebody else who helps us with that is our good friend Ramon Ray, who's with us right now. Ramon is the editor of smallbusinesstechnology.com. He is the regional development manager for Infusionsoft. But more importantly to me, he's our longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ramon Ray, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you very, very much for having me. It's a pleasure to always be here.
Good to have you back, as always. Also the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, I was going off on one of my mobile rants before you got here, telling my audience, once again, for the thousandth time maybe, that if they're a small business owner and they don't have a smartphone, they don't know what their customers are doing. They don't know what their customers are thinking in terms of how to connect with businesses. And I even went so far, and this will prove that I am the social media heretic, to give the nod to which is the most important. If a small business woke up this morning and said, okay, what should I spend more time on today, getting my business mobile ready for customers using smartphones and that sort of thing, or should I spend time on social media? I'd have to give the nod to mobile. What do you think?
No, I agree, and I agree for two reasons, Jim. And I'll tell you a secret. I was away over the weekend. Don't tell anybody this. And I wasn't on Twitter or Facebook or social
the
media.
The horror.
Because I left my computer actually back at home. I was at an educational conference with my family. My point is, I didn't miss it. Now, these are great, of course. My point is, I never left my phone, however.
Shocking. Yeah. You had your phone, didn't you? Yeah.
Right. And I think the second point is that if you look at on the train, people's eyes are glued to their phone. Yes, many of them may be on social media, but you know what? A number of them are looking for your local business your regular business. Mm-hmm. And if they can't find it on their phone, you're going to be dead either today or a year from now.
Right. And so the thing is, it's so handy for so many ways. I was going to buy something a while back, and I called two companies, and they both had what I wanted, but I wasn't. But this was something that wasn't this. Everybody's isn't the same.
Right.
And so I asked both of them. I said, "Would you take a picture of that item and text it to me?" One of them did. One of them didn't. Guess which one I bought from?
The one that did, absolutely.
Bingo. And guess what? I did that on the fly. I mean, I'm literally shopping around, and this person responded to me in a matter of a couple of minutes. That's what I'm talking about. There are going to be more and more scenarios like that.
And I think it's interesting about your example, Jim, is that I bet both companies could very well have done it. But again, I don't know the full scenario, but just to take the example further, one company got it, and the other company, for whatever reason, didn't get it, and they lost a customer that day, or maybe
forever. Right. Well, that's exactly right. And the thing, here's what the other company did, though. The one who got the business, they empowered their customers to take care of it too.
Yeah.
Because customer had to use his phone.
Right.
We had to use his mobile number. So they empowered their customer to solve this issue, to handle my issue.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right. No, for sure. I was going to say you're exactly right, and I think you'll find that better companies do that. I mean, nowadays, the computer's important, and then God bless Microsoft and Dell and these great companies who produce computers. But again, as we know, the second layer of commerce, the second layer of movement is on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I think if small business owners are not planning for that, two-and-a-half-inch screen, then I think you're going to find it's a different world because, as you know, Jim, it's different than writing for, programming for, developing for a 21-inch, 14-inch screen, then it is a small 2-inch screen that fits in your hand that goes 3G or 4G. It's two different things.
Speaking of all that, we went through a pretty significant decision-making process here in our shop to decide whether to build an app or whether to build a mobile site. Because of what we do and the things that we deliver, we decided a mobile site was better for us, and I'm glad we did, because it's our site. Our mobile site is just really works great. And right. But so I've determined that every, to say this, every small business doesn't need a mobile app, but right. But every small business needs a mobile site. You can have right. both, right. But if you only have one, you should have a mobile site. What do you think?
Right. No, I like that advice, and I would take it a step further. I think that a mobile site, I agree with you, everybody should have, because you just don't know who's visiting your website. Having said that, I would take it a step further and say some small businesses, especially the more advanced one, as it were, you may want to consider, once you have your mobile site ready, as Jim said, you're right on that, but a mobile app. I was at an event a few weeks ago, Jim, and I was amazed, this guy's an app developer, mm-hmm. at the case he made for small businesses considering what we call a native mobile app. Because he was saying that while the mobile website is great, which I agree with you, though, is that as your business grows, you may, if you're a flower shop,
yeah,
you may want to consider Android, BlackBerry, iPhone, whatever it is, an app, because the richness of the app, you can get deeper than the
right.
website.
I agree with that, and I don't want anything that I'm saying to tell people not to build an app. I'm just right. saying that whether you build an app or not depends a lot on what you do, your business.
Correct.
But everybody should have a mobile site.
Agreed.
Regardless. Agreed. Hey, give us your website, please.
Yes, smallbiztechnology.com. And guess what, Jim? I pay about $5 a month. There's many different ways to do it. You know, you have a larger site and all
yep.
that. But I pay about $5 a month for a product to automatically have my website mobilized. So if you go to Small Biz Technology on an iPad or your phone, you will see a mobile version.
Check it out. Thanks, Ramon. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.